Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's Saturday Magazine with Jackie, and I know you guys, you know we're under some really unusual weather at the moment, and these current weather conditions can bring lots of fun. I saw lots of families out yesterday enjoying the weather, sliding down the hills and just having a great time. Snowball fights, snowmen building. It's just been an amazing couple of days. But, you know, many kids, they're out doing all this fun stuff, but it can be way too easy for the fun to turn into danger and even tragedy, particularly around frozen water such as ponds, lakes, and canals. And on the line to tell us more, we have John Leach. He's the CEO of the Irish Water Safety. John, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Jackie, and to all your listeners, and a great pleasure to be on air with you.
Oh, thank you so much, John. You know, we saw if people are looking online at the news, we saw in the news yesterday a woman get in trouble in Sandy Cove. She went in for a swim and she had to be rescued. And so I think maybe it's great to have you on at this particular time just to make people more aware of what they need to be careful about with these weather conditions. What do people need to be most concerned about over the next couple of days, John?
Well, I think that particular issue in Sandy Cove, that incident in Sandy Cove, was a really peculiar one, and we would hope that the people's common sense would prevail and they wouldn't enter the water under those sort of conditions. Thankfully, the winds have abated and moderated, so swimming in Sandy Cove, for instance, should be okay today because you won't have you'll have the high tides because our tides are at biggest actually today, whereas the range of the tide is at its biggest, so the risk of flooding is really at its worst sort of today. But with the wind having abated, it's less likely that you're going to see the flooding that you saw yesterday, obviously, with the easterly gales. But so we would say to people, don't go swimming, obviously. You know, we've got thousands of people to swim, you know, 365, and that's we really welcome it and encourage it, but not when the conditions are not safe for it. So don't be too complacent about going for your swim. Maybe go to a different location. Don't go to a usual location. Go to one that's more if you like, sheltered and not exposed. And so that's in terms of the swimming. And thankfully, I thought it was brilliant that in that video clip, which I think some of your listeners might have seen, the ring buoy, which, of course, the local authorities are brilliant at putting up all over the country. They save lives every month, every week in this country. They are brilliant, and you saw the people giving assistance with the ring buoy and the rope and helping the person back in the shore.
Absolutely.
So really, really important if to use those ring buoys. They're strategically located in all kinds of places where the public could be at risk of drowning, and so please use them. But I think our biggest concern at the moment is, believe it or not, the ice obviously is thawing, so be very careful. Don't go out on ice at all at the moment, because it's thawing and it's just too dangerous. And the other really big risk at the moment now with the thaw, of course, comes all the snow that's by the towpaths and the canals, the river banks, the pond edges, the lake edges. They are now absolutely lethal. And we would say to people, stay away from the edge by about 3 metres.
Okay.
You know, because
a good way back.
Yeah, exactly. Because then if you do slip and you fall, you're not going to fall into the water and drown.
Yeah.
Because the water at the moment, fresh water, is about 1 to 2 degrees in some places, 3, 4 degrees. And at sea, it's only slightly warmer than that. So cold shock would really take you very, very quickly. Because believe it or not, cold shock is the biggest killer in our island nation, our temperate climate. Because people, when they hit the water, they then start breathing uncontrollably and normally take water into the lungs, and that unfortunately commences the process of drowning, and then they unfortunately drown. So really, just be careful, and please supervise your children. I've been on the air with you in the past in the summer when we were talking about people going to the beach and enjoying themselves on lifeguarded beaches, and our lifeguards will tell you that, I mean, they reunite children with their parents. I mean, hundreds of them every month in this country in the summer. So we're not very good looking after our children.
Oh, dear.
Of course,
that's not good.
No. And I mean, as you know, the children have been locked up inside except for sort of yesterday. They're not getting out. And they all want to play, which is, of course, normal. So please supervise them, because we don't want them slipping into the water. And just because you weren't supervising them, and you could end in tragedy. I mean, we've had awful tragedies around these cold spells in the past, and we're just trying to keep the awareness amongst people. That's why we're so pleased to be on air with you, Jackie, today and your listeners, just to try and raise that awareness. Just be careful. Think of your children. Don't just turn your back on them, let them go off out down along the farm or wherever, out to the nearest river, pond, whatever. Because unsupervised children are not aware of the
extra danger. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I imagine, John, too, because it's a beautiful, the snow's still there and it's beautiful at the moment and people want to get out. But you made a really good point there about staying well away from water because you could slip, you could fall, the next thing you know, you're in the water. That could happen.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that's what happens because we lose 3 people a week in this country to drowning.
Oh, dear.
And they don't ever expect to end up in the water, but they do. And that's why it's so important that you just stay well back from it. And then if you slip, you'll just fall. And, well, hopefully you won't have that awful accident that poor teenager had in Cork a couple of days ago. Mm. But at worst, anyway, you'll slip and you'll fall and you'll bruise your yourself or you'll bruise your ego.
I was about to say your ego might not be surviving too bad.
Exactly,
yeah. Well, what about, John, if somebody does find themselves in danger, say they do find themselves in icy, frozen waters, what do you have any advice for them as to what they should do?
Yes. Now, hopefully none of your listeners are going to find themselves in this situation. Obviously, use your voice to call for help. Very important, because if you're on your own, call for help. Resist the urge to climb back out where you've fallen through the ice. Move away from that and try and find a place which is stronger in terms of the ice.
That's a good tip.
And that's really important because normally where you've come in is weak. And with ice, it's very unpredictable. And very often, you have a weak point just sort of a couple of feet away from a very strong point. So go to and look for a slightly stronger point on the ice. And then essentially you lie prone on it on your chest. And you kick as hard as you possibly can, as though you're an Olympic swimmer. And if you have, for instance, something simple like a barrow in your pocket, take it out and stick it into the ice to help you pull yourself up. Mm. I mean, as you know, in Scandinavia, they all carry these emergency spikes for each hand for when they fall through ice. Mm. But we're not obviously used to this sort of thing. So use something like a barrow or if you had a penknife or anything sharp in your pocket. Even a large coin would help better than your nails.
Even your keys, I was thinking.
Key, absolutely brilliant, Jackie. Yeah, and just kick as hard as you can. And you'd be surprised. The Scandinavians, the Canadians, Americans, they practice this with their children. Even in school, they take them out and they teach them how to get themselves out of trouble. So you can, and then you crawl away. When you get out, you just crawl away or roll away from the hole in the ice. Mm. And up you are into strong, secure ice. And then obviously, get ashore and obviously get you're going to be hypothermic at that stage. So get help and get warmed up. Nice and slowly, never too quickly, but nice and slowly.
Mm, mm.
But if you see somebody in trouble, I think one thing I'd like to say to your listeners is, call 112 on your mobile phone, okay. Carry your phone anyway. If you see somebody get into trouble, always call early because the Coast Guard are always making the point that if the early call always saves lives. Sometimes they get the call too late and they can't get the helicopter there in time or they can't get the lifeboat there in time. So always call early.
Okay, because you might get distracted thinking I'll save them. But first thing to do is to call, then to try to help them.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely, Jackie, yeah.
Well, that is just a really sound advice. Any last words of advice, John, before we go?
Well, yeah, there's lots of advice on all kinds of aquatic activities on iws.ie. That's our website, iws.ie. But the other thing is for the anglers who are going to go, a lot of people go salmon angling and go sea fishing, angling off they're around the coastline. Please wear a life jacket because you haven't a hope if you go into the water this time of the year. Mm. It's just too cold.
Mm-hmm. John, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And hopefully nobody will need that advice. But if they do, they'll have a better idea of what they need to do to save themselves or to save someone else. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well, Jackie, and to your listeners.
Thank you.
I hope you have an enjoyable weekend.
Thank you so much. So that's John Leach. He's the CEO of Irish Water Safety. That's great advice, really sound advice, and stuff I didn't know there. So it's good to know it. So for more information, like John said, if you want more information on water and ice safety, you can visit their website, iws.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.